With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is headed back to Washington after a two-day state visit to the UK. He made the announcement of a lucrative tech deal at a morning press conference after raising historic ties between the two countries.
We're taking the next logical step with a historic agreement on science and technology partnerships, and this will create new government, academic, and private sector cooperation in areas such as AI, which is taking over the world.
The President and Prime Minister Starmer discussed the wars in Ukraine and the Mideast. Mr. Trump does not agree with the British plan to recognize a Palestinian state. A major announcement from Islamabad. Saudi Arabia and nuclear-armed Pakistan now have a mutual defense pact. The two nations have long established economic, security, and Islamic religious ties, including reportedly providing funding for Islamabad's nuclear weapons program as it developed. Israel's recent attack targeting Hamas leaders in Qatar seems to be the catalyst for the agreement. Correspondent John Gambrell reports the agreement now draws nuclear-armed Pakistan into Middle East politics.
So moving forward, this move likely will put Riyadh under Islamabad's nuclear umbrella, and that will bring new complications to the Middle East and possibly deter Israel as it continues its war in Gaza.
Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif signed the agreement on Wednesday. Turning Point USA with a big announcement. Erica Kirk has been unanimously elected as its next leader and will serve as CEO and board chair. Tyler Bowyer, the group's chief operating officer, said on social media, Erica is one with Charlie, and Charlie is one with Erica. This is SRN News. Marriage is changing in Northern Ireland.
A new survey indicates that there are more humanist weddings taking place in the country than Protestant ones. The Northern Ireland Statistics and Research Agency reports that about 15% of all weddings that took place last year were of the humanist variety, up sharply from less than 1% when the government recognized such unions legally in 2018. Meanwhile, the majority of weddings in Northern Ireland are Catholic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some lawmakers in Wisconsin concerned about a rise in anti-Semitism in their state would like to see a law that adopts a new definition of the problem. Supporters say the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism should be made part of Wisconsin law. The Jewish Community Relations Council of Milwaukee is firmly in the supporters' camp, issuing a statement that says the IHRA working definition of anti-Semitism has emerged as a vital tool in the fight against anti-Jewish hate. This is SRN News. The House's GOP seven-week punt on government funding, which would avert a shutdown October 1st, one step closer to passage.
Republicans stayed mostly united on a procedural vote Wednesday evening, paving the way for a vote on final passage later in the week, potentially Friday. There are just 13 days before the deadline to prevent a lapse in federal funding, and both chambers are scheduled to be out of session next week in observance of Rosh Hashanah. The 216 to 210 vote bodes well for Speaker Mike Johnson, who can't afford more than a couple of GOP defections on a bill that isn't expected to garner much, if any, Democratic support. Bernie Bennett reporting.
NVIDIA announcing a new partnership with Intel to work on custom data centers and personal computer products. NVIDIA also investing $5 billion in Intel's common stock. The deal subject to regulatory approvals. The Washington Commanders plan to return to the site of their former home at RFK has cleared its final battle with local legislature. The bill now goes to Mayor Muriel Bowser. This is SRN News.